From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM chairman scheduled to visit Guyana for talks with political leaders. Reports that Britain could soon grant full UK passports to its territories. And BWI getting tough with drug traffickers on its flights. I'm Keith Stonegraves and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM chairman Dr. Kenny Anthony scheduled to arrive in Guyana on Sunday for a one-day visit. He's to meet next Monday with the main political parties who are signatories to the CARICOM brokered peace agreement. No official agenda has been released for the talks, but as Colin Smith reports, much has been happening to cause concern.
According to the CARICOM Secretariat, Dr. Anthony is to meet next Monday with both President Janet Jagan, leader of the People's Progressive Party, and Mr. Desmond Hoyt of the People's National Congress. These were the two leaders who signed the CARICOM broker documents, which set out the way forward for Guyana after the unrest which followed last December's general election. Although no agenda for the meetings has been disclosed, there have been a number of developments which must be causing the community's chairman some concern. Conflicting statements have been coming from the two major political parties on the role of the CARICOM-appointed facilitator, Mr. Maurice King, to aid the political dialogue between the two parties. The ruling party says his appointment is now less than urgent, while the opposition PNC says the facilitator's presence is crucial. The facilitator's appointment was held up when Mr. Hoyt objected to the word president being used to describe Mrs. Jagan in his terms of reference. Although the PNC has returned it to Parliament, Mr. Hoyt has not accepted the title of leader of the opposition. His refusal to do so is hindering certain constitutional appointments about which the leader of the opposition must be consulted before they are made. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.